Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us for politics over a cup of coffee because it matters. So, are you tired of politicians that do not represent your principles and your values? And because of that, do you want more compromise rather than less compromise? That is an interesting conclusion. That doesn't make any sense. But based on where it is from and the poll it is from, yeah, it's easy to understand why. Because this poll, the same poll, nationwide poll, says 7 in 10 people, 70% of us, say the United States is on the verge of civil war. Is that right? Do you believe that? Do you want more common ground, people working together? Or do you want your politicians to stand up and fight for your principles and values, like Donald Trump does, like the Oregon Senate Republicans did? What do you think? The answers to that question will be explored today and some other things, including a great interview with State Representative Mike Nierman, who joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's also the executive director now of the Oregon Freedom Foundation. You see, there's this little dispute about the numbers. Well, it's a Willamette Week story, and you can see if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. We're going to talk with him, but here's the headline to this Willamette Week story. There's a dispute about how effective Freedom Foundation has really been. The headline of the story is, here are the numbers about which SEIU and the Anti-Union Freedom Foundation disagree. Now, of course, Willamette Week is no conservative rag, shall we say. Maybe that headline ought to read, here are the numbers about which the SEIU and the Pro-Worker Freedom Foundation disagree. Because the truth is, the Janus decision and everything that Freedom Foundation is doing is really to empower, give more freedom, more choice. You know, love that word for the liberals out there who just love the word choice. Give more choice to workers. It's pro-workers. Now, the sub-headline, again, you can tell that the tilt of the story immediately tells you what's going on here. You know what it is? And it's from our old buddy, Nigel Jaquist. The subheadline, he may not have written typically the writers of these stories don't write the headlines. But anyway, here's the subheadline. The number of SEIU employees working for the state has increased sharply. The number of them paying dues remained about the same. Now, what they don't tell you is why that is. You see, if the claims of the subheadline and the claims of the SEIU representative that's quoted in the story, if those claims are true, that really Freedom Foundation has had little to no impact on the SEIU, and they remain this powerhouse, and they do to some extent. If that were true, then why did some of the legislation that got passed by Governor Kate in the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the state of Oregon, why did that legislation get passed that basically goes completely around the Janus decision? Well, you see, it's not just the SEIU that Mike Nierman will be talking about today, but it's about the press release they talked about, or they sent out earlier in this week, American Federation of Teachers, losing a massive number of their dues-paying members. And we know that certain state agencies have lost over 50% of their dues-paying members. Interesting, isn't it? We're going to have that discussion with Mike Nierman at the bottom of the hour to clear up all that confusion. By the way, a story that is really a non-story, but I thought I would mention it. Democrats are targeting Jackie Winter's Senate district to widen their supermajority. This is a story in the Albany Democrat Herald. You know what's not newsworthy about this is, duh, wouldn't you? It is a Democrat district by a fair amount of numbers. Jackie Winters was an institution. She, of course, died in office. And Denise Bowles was appointed as a conservative, and she is, to replace Jackie Winters. Here's the question. Has the damage that the Democrats done to themselves been bad enough that, in fact, the Democrats and the independents, and there's a lot of independents in that district, folks, not to mention the Republicans, would they say, no, I'm going to stay with a Republican? Now, a lot of that has to do with the feeling of where we are in Oregon. And I want to go back to this email and this question from the senator, right? Okay. And this is important. Because it is, now if I can just get my email to work right. Don't you love it when technology isn't doing what it should do? There we go. Finally. Finally. I want to go back to that. I've got a lot of emails to read to y'all, and I will at some point. But if you want to comment on any of these things, including this topic of not only what is needed to fire up the grassroots in Oregon. That's the question the state senator asked me, right? Now let's move on to the strategy of how to actually get that done. All of this is on the table for today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Would love to get your opinion on these things. Also, send me an email to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am. Got a message from Wolfie. An email message, by the way. It was just the whole thing about same-day voter registration that, say, Senator Mark Haas, Democrat, who's running for Secretary of State, trying to distinguish himself from Jennifer Williamson. Well, here's what Wolfie says. The reasons given for the same-day registering voting don't hold up. If people really are too busy to register beforehand, and they are really too busy to study the issues and evaluate the candidates to vote responsibly. If they can't do that, then they have no business voting, period. In regard to what to do to persuade others, ask them to think of any issue they are concerned about and then ask how they would feel, key phrase, how they would feel if people on the other side of that issue were fired up, registered, and voted on the same issue all on the same day. How would they feel? See, this is the fallacy of same-day voter registration. Now, it's a little different in Oregon. And here's why. Because in Oregon, of course, the ballots go out 21 days prior to the actual election. The voter's pamphlet statement, which 90%, folks, I'm telling you, of the voters use to make a decision on who to vote for. Or what to vote on, if they bother to look at all. Now, this is a key point, because what happens is that most people, the larger number of votes come in the last few days. This has been the statistic here in Oregon for a lot of long time now, come in the last few days of the election. Yeah, there are those who put their ballot in the mail immediately. And I used to wait as my protest until the very last day. In fact, I would wait till election day and I would go drop it off. Because I don't like vote by mail. I like going to a poll. Because with a poll, I know, at least the way they used to be, people knew who I was. Because it was usually in my neighborhood. And I knew the people at doing the sitting there at the table, making sure that handing you a ballot. They knew me, I knew them. That was good. That cuts down on voter fraud. Now that we have vote by mail, well, as we've seen in some high-profile cases, dead people are voting in Oregon. people who are ineligible to vote in Oregon, and people who cast votes on behalf of others, which is illegal, have been doing that in Oregon. Now, if you add same-day voter registration, you know what that does? It nullifies the impact of vote-by-mail's early voting scheme. Oh, yeah, you still have absentee ballots and all of that in Oregon. Early voting is what vote-by-mail is in other states. But same-day registering allows you to put forward an ugly hit piece right at the end. And because you are out there registering people, you know, going to all those homeless camps and busing in people across, you know, the state line from, I'll say, Idaho into Ontario, or maybe Kennewick, the Tri-Cities into, Hermiston, or how about Vancouver into Portland, where the real gold mine is. Yeah, you go out and because you're a paid union worker or an activist for, big Enviro, big trial lawyers, whatever, and you're paid to go out there and you literally take a voter registration form to somebody who's homeless and not registered to vote, and you go to them and say, hey, here's our slate of candidates. These people want to make your life better. These people want to give you free everything. Vote for these people. Oh, you're not registered to vote? Here, register to vote. And I have this nifty little cell phone that hooks up to the state system, because that's what Mark Hass is saying. Hooks up to the state system, and it automatically verifies who you are. Now, you know that this other story... Bev Clarno does a few things a little bit right, and one of them is this audit about the healthcare system, for which now Kate Brown has, headline from day before yesterday, has put another new committee together, a new smoke and mirrors committee that won't change anything because the unions won't let her change anything. Anyway, that same computer system that's all messed up, the same fact that almost every computer system, every software upgrade goes over budget and behind schedule in the state of Oregon. Some of them fail spectacularly. Now, it wasn't the DMV computer system, but it was so many others. The state data center integration, you guys know who worked for that and were a part of that, know exactly what I'm talking about. It wasn't just Cover Oregon. It's been so much more. Now we're going to rely on a phone system, an activist going out, same-day voter registration, to register people to vote, who apparently are going to be instantly verified. Do you trust that? Do you think that's going to be how it is? Folks, this is nothing more, and Wolfie's got it right. It's the next scam to make sure that the Democrats, controlled by the unions, have a permanent supermajority here in Oregon. Now, there's a way to combat that, and we'll get into that. But this battleground poll asks an interesting question. Are we on the verge of a civil war in Oregon, in the country? What do you think? Are you sick and tired of politicians who don't stand up for your principles and values? We'll talk about that and a few other things when we come back. Don't go away. It is Political Coffee, 6:20 in the morning.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Got a great email from my cartoon guy. He has another name that goes with it, but if I told you that, I'd probably give him away. A great cartoon of these two politicians standing there with cigars in their hands and what looks like a drink in the other. And they were facing each other. And one of them says to the other, says, the thing you'll like the most about being in politics, you don't ever have to feel responsible. Oh, how true it is. Because nobody ever holds Kate Brown responsible. We tried. So I got an email from Linda also in talking about this whole business of Trump using the word lynching. And it's interesting. She also talks about, she says, Republicans are such weenies. And Greg Walden has joined them. You know, Greg has never been a conservative, folks. Yeah, he votes for conservative things, but he wasn't when he served in the Oregon legislature. He's been a part of the establishment back in D.C. Even so, it's good to have at least access to one member of Congress, and then not everybody from Oregon is liberal Democrat. She goes on to say, I feel very informed after your daily hour. Oregon's deep state is worse than I thought, and just nullifying a vote of the people because they want to must stop. Most of us do not know much about politicians statewide and who's who from districts other than from our own. And not much even in. Elected Republicans must be advocates for those of us who vote and win on issues. Oregon started down the wrong path with the re-election of a so-called Republicans, like Packwood and Hatfield, over and over again. A few good days for farmers. Yeah, we're having some nice days here. Allows me to finish up my hemp harvest. The hemp dryers are going in the background, folks. I hope you can't hear them. Truly hope you can't hear them. All right, so there is this poll. And it relates to Oregon. Let me tell you what it is. It's this poll done by, it's Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service. Now, the guy who's running it is a liberal Democrat. His name is Mo Elifi, and you see him occasionally on Fox News. But the poll says, partisan political division and resulting incivility has reached a new low, with 67% believing the nation is nearing civil war. Do you believe that? I don't. And even worse, Mo says that the political division is likely to make the upcoming 2020 presidential race the nastiest in modern history. Now, what they're doing here, folks, is setting us all up for what the Democrats intend to do. If you think what they've done to Trump, if you think what they did to Brett Kavanaugh was bad, you wait until what they're going to do now. This is just to set us up, to make it okay, because incivility is what has been the result of social media, folks, because you can hide behind whoever you say you are. You don't have to face people face to face, look in their eyeballs. It's called the civility poll. They found that 87% are frustrated with the rudeness in politics today. It also revealed that the public really isn't interested in traditional compromise. For example, nearly 84% said they are tired of leaders compromising my values and ideals. Now, Elifi spends it. Mo. And this is why I opened the show with this and saying, it doesn't make any sense. So if 84% said they are tired of leaders compromising my values and ideals, and 87% are frustrated with the rudeness in politics, and that the public isn't interested in traditional compromise, Mo says, it seems to me what they're saying is, I believe in common ground. It's just the common ground is where I'm standing. As soon as you move over to where I am, we'll be on common ground. Well, that might be true to some extent, but I think it's completely wrong. I think we do. There's still a bunch of people in the middle. They're persuadables. This is who we talk about, right? Who do want some common ground, do want us to try to find ways to work together. You know why that is? Because you know it's a building block of a civil society. It's the building block of success in life, friends, in your family. What's that old saying about a house divided against itself cannot stand? It's true. But yet, at some point, don't we want our leaders to stand up and fight for us and stop compromising on principles and values? Yes, compromise on the issues all day long. You know that's the only way it works in life, right? In your family, in your work, yes, you have to compromise on issues, but not on the principles and values that govern those issues. You see, when you, and I've said this for years when I served in the House of Representatives in my years in grassroots politics since then. The reality is you cannot compromise on your values and principles, because when you do, you have sold your soul. And if you'll do that, what else will you do? You cannot be trusted. That is human nature. Now, that is part and parcel to the conversation we're going to have in just a few minutes with Mike Nierman. State Representative Mike Nierman joins us here when we come back from the bottom of the hour here to talk to us about what's this so-called discrepancy between what the SEIU is claiming about how ineffective Freedom Foundation is and what the Freedom Foundation is saying they are actually achieving to create more worker choice and freedoms. I'm going to talk with him about that, because behind the whole issue of what Freedom Foundation is doing, friends, is a principle. The principle that you should not be forced to pay money to a group of people who don't represent your principles and values. What the Freedom Foundation is doing about it. The latest when we come back. Don't go away. You're listening to Political Coffee. And I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. Back in a moment, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Politics over a cup of coffee, because it matters to you. And you know what? You can do something about it. But you got to be informed about the truth. Because the whole theme of this show is to persuade the persuadables, to help give you the tools to be able to make persuasive arguments in your world effectively and get people moving in the right directions towards our principles and our values. Joining us right now is State Representative Mike Nierman, a guy who never compromises his principles and values. He's also the new executive director of Oregon Freedom Foundation. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Jeff. It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, you guys, by the way, have a big shindig coming up shortly, don't you, with somebody important coming here?
Yeah, we do. Thanks for asking, Jeff. On Saturday, November 9th, we're having our annual banquet, and our keynote speaker is going to be Mike Huckabee, who I sometimes introduce as Sarah Sanders' dad.
Yeah.
So people right, that want to know more, if anybody wants to go to that, you can find out more at www.freedomfoundation.com.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Salem Convention Center.
Ooh, awesome. And this is, that would be the 9th. What day of the week is that? Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a Saturday, yeah.
Okay, Saturday the 9th. So it's Oregon Freedom, the
or
website?
Freedomfoundation.com.
Freedomfoundation.com. Well, all right, you guys have, you've been making inroads, obviously, in the, the union, government worker union space. There's a story in Willamette Week that says that you and the SEIU disagree about how effective you've been. What's going on? That's very funny.
That's very funny. And so we did a public records request of the Department of Administrative Services. This is over how many public employees have left their unions and got the numbers straight from them and just circulated that email from the Department of Administrative Services to the media there. And so when they're called on it, the media, the unions say, well, we just don't think that's true, and we haven't been hurt that bad, and, you know, whatever. But it's not true. We're really taking a bite out of them, Jeff. It's really exciting. It's super exciting. New work that's being done, new hurt that's being put on the left-wing Democrat government employee unions.
Well, and of course, you've been the recipient of their ire and their money, which came from the taxpayers, haven't you?
Yep. Actually, yeah, I have. And it's not about me, because it could be about anybody. But, yeah, they spent $100,000 to try to get rid of Mike Nierman, puny little Mike Nierman who never heard a fly, and they're trying to get rid of me, you know. So that's what kind of money is sloshing around this system here. And you make a good point. At the end of the day, this is really taxpayer money that's going after people like me, you know. And so it's kind of scandalous.
Well, of course it is. And that's what's even more scandalous now, and it's something that I think you should share with our listeners. The legislature, of which you are a member, the ruling regressive totalitarian Marxists, passed a number of really pro-union measures that are meant to design, I think they're designed to go around the Janus decision. What are you guys going to do about that?
Yeah, so that's a great point. And I think the point needs to be made that they wanted to reach even farther. I mean, they wanted to have a set up a system where nobody pays union dues. The state just writes the unions a check every month there, and there's no real actual dues or anything like that. It doesn't actually kind of flow through a person's paycheck. But that part didn't pass. But we have other parts that did pass. There's things like on the public dime, union employees get to do unlimited union work or whatever. That doesn't happen for anything else. You know, they don't take public employees can't work on the public dime for the blood drive for the Red Cross or for the Republican Party or for, you know, anything else, or, you know, good causes or even or whatever or something. But they're allowed to do that for their union. They're allowed to work on the public dime for that. So we have several lawsuits set up to counter these things. So,
you know, that is an interesting point. The Goldwater Institute down in Phoenix, Arizona, sued years ago and won in the Supreme Court of Arizona on that very issue of what's called release time. And that's where the taxpayers are paying for a state employee, but the state employee does not do any work for the agency. They literally work for the union full time. And there are some part time positions. Mm-hmm. They won that lawsuit because of, in the Constitution of Arizona now, there's a gift clause. Oregon has a somewhat similar gift clause, although it's a little bit different. Now, so are you saying that you guys may be suing on that issue?
So, yeah, and I'm not sure the tactics that we're using on that, but we have several lawsuits in the works based on just House Bill 2016, which passed the legislature last session there. So, yeah, we're looking into all of that. We're going to be litigating quite a bit of that.
So do you think, now Melissa Unger is quoted in this Willamette Week story as saying, Yeah, you guys are really, in fact, she's quoted saying, bottom line, we haven't lost any power.
That quote right there, that quote right there says it all. The correct response from her would be, the bottom line is that we will continue to fight for workers' rights and for better wages and benefits or something like that. That's the right answer that she should have given. But she gave an answer that shows what these unions are all about. They don't give a rip about the workers that they're supposedly representing. They're about power. That's what it is for them. It's about power. And there's no organization that has more power in Salem than public employee unions, and her union in particular. So, I mean, that's she pretty much just tipped her hand right there. That's what it's about. It's about power.
That's right. Words mean things. She's also saying that following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision, I'm quoting from the story, in June 28th decision in the Janus versus AFSCME, SEIU and other labor organizations face a new challenge. Here's what they say. They have to convince new members to pay dues rather than just collecting those dues automatically. Unger says the task is complicated by the fact that SEIU represents workers at hundreds of different workplaces around the state. That, to me, is leveling the playing field. They have to go out and convince, just like you do, as a state representative, you have to convince people in your community to pay you money to help you get elected. They've never had to do that before, and now they have to work at it. Isn't it funny how they complain about that?
Yeah, and you talk about a level playing field. Yeah, it is funny how they complain about it. But it's not a level playing field because they have part of House Bill 2016 that passed in the last session was that they get exclusive rights to spend several hours talking with every new employee. And so we don't get that same right, and we have a hard time even getting the information on who is an employee for the state so that we can go send our message to them. So they have all this access to public employees that we don't have. And so I would say that it's not a level playing field. And so, yeah, but it's interesting to hear them complain and whine and all that about what's fairness. You can't dispute the fairness of if you want to join a union, fine, go join a union. If you don't want to join a union, don't join a union. And they seem to have a problem with that.
I agree totally. I mean, it should be your choice under the values and the principles of freedom in work, freedom in life, of liberty. You should have the choice to choose to join. If you think the union is really the best thing for you, then by all means, go ahead and do that. Now, let me ask you this. You just recently put out, I think this week early, a press release about the American Federation of Teachers. They seem to have lost a few people in their union, haven't they?
Yeah, we had quite a bit of success with the American Federation of Teachers getting them to opt out of their union, and so that's very exciting to announce those numbers there.
The number was way down, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember. I don't have the press release in front of me. How much was it?
They were down 38%. I think that that was. I don't have it in front of me either, but that was one where we made some great inroads on them.
Yeah, now, some state agencies, though, have had some losses as high as 50%, really?
So the actual agency itself, yeah, so not the entirety of the state there, but some state agencies,
right.
Yes.
Right. Now, one of the things that they do is they claim that their membership is up. Well, isn't the state expanding government? Isn't the state hiring a whole bunch of new people?
That's part of the challenge that we face is, you know, as we are trying to bail the water out of the rowboat, the expanding government just lets more water in, and so it's tough to stay ahead. But we like to look at the percent of represented employees that are union members and watch that number go down. But truly, we're making a difference there. The total number of union members is going down also. So we're even keeping ahead of the curve there. But it's hard, though. It's hard when we have expanding government. And it's frustrating when, you have good Republicans in the legislature and they're anti-tax Republicans and they're fiscal conservatives and they're good people and all that. And then here comes the agency, state agency comes along and says, oh, we need 10 more employees to provide better service for the citizens of the state of Oregon or something like that. And people just vote for their budgets, you know, and it's tough to watch.
I know. Mike, we got to go. We're at the end of our folks. If you want to see Governor Mike Huckabee at the Freedom Foundation dinner, go to freedomfoundation.org. It's November 9th in Salem. Thanks, Mike.
Freedomfoundation.com.
Freedomfoundation.com. My bad. Back in a moment.
Thanks, Jeff.
48. Thanks, Mike.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour, so do you believe we ought to compromise, or do you want to, you want your elected officials to stand firm for what your principles and your values are? Again, not to compromise on the actual issues, but on principles and values. And do you think that people get confused? Got an email from Rich who says, here again, we have buzzwords to make you feel something. Civil war. What the article is mentioning is the left won't compromise. They will go to an all-out civil war. The right shouldn't compromise. We are actually making some inroads, but by not any compromising. This new idea of no compromising has the left not sure what to do now. If the civil war continues, we are in a civil war now, and increases, it will be by the left. Like the baseball diamond shooting and the Las Vegas mass shooting, the left is desperate to continue the destruction of the United States. Thank God for people like the senators who walked out, and people like Mike Nierman and Bill Post who still fight against the left, even with the crazy odds against them. As Mrs. Mitz said, we reach into the aisle, but not across the aisle to work together. Amen. Ooh, what do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll go to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you, if you have not tried CBD oil products, you should. Because I have. I use them. They work for me. In fact, some people share some unbelievable stories online about their personal health being very positively impacted by using CBD oil products. Now, I'll give you good reason to think about talking to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They're down on South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. Why? They have the highest quality product there is. CannaShield is what it's called. That's the brand, CannaShield. Sourced right here from Oregon. And I can tell you, as a hemp grower, Oregon has by far the strictest rules. And they're even going to get stricter. In fact, unnecessarily so. But that's a whole other story. But the bottom line is you can be assured with CannaShield coming only from Oregon, which is where they get their product, you're getting the best. You're getting the stuff that passes the highest test there is. So why don't you check them out? Either go see them down in South Commercial next to Safeway, or go to their website, Vim Salem. That's V-I-M, VimSalem.com, VimSalem.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say?
Oh, Jeff, you got a good connection today, buddy.
We do. By the way, thanks for the email about the Salem Statesman Journal. Trump's tariffs could make the wine cheese plate more expensive.
Oh,
cry me a river. I'm just devastated by that.
Oh, yeah, they just don't get it, do they, Jeff?
No.
You gotta fight, or these people, China and these other countries, will walk all over you and take advantage and just, you know, screw the United States. So, hey, On with the tariff. We're not going to play on an unlevel playing field anymore. But anyway, I am so fearful that the left-wing maniacs want to say that we're on the verge of a civil war. It's fake news to push their agenda so that they can slam and blame the Republican Party for all the garbage that they slap us with. So, you know, I'm just sick of the lousy fake news, Jeff. But let me say also about the unions. You know, a lot of people coming and getting jobs in state government will go ahead and sign up for the unions for their probationary period because they're fearful that they won't get hired on full time. And then as soon as that grace period, I think it's 6 months, then they'll opt out of the unions too. I know a couple of people that told me that that's what they were going to do.
Really? Now, that's interesting. I had not heard, I mean, it makes sense, but I hadn't heard that people were actually doing that.
Well, you got to be fearful of the people who are a part of the union, you know, in these agencies. And if you're on a probationary period, they can circumvent you getting hired on full time. And so you got to be smart. And so there are people that are going ahead and joining the union when they get hired. But the plan is, once I get put on full time, then I'm not going to waste my money anymore. But I'm going to make sure I got a job.
Well, I get that. The problem is you know, Art, I got to let you go because we're at the end of the show. Thanks, Art. The problem is that the unions have made it very difficult for you as a union employee to even know when you can leave the union. Because apparently, the Janus decision doesn't cover that. In that, it says, yeah, you don't have to belong to a union, but if you want out of the union, if you do belong to a union and you want out of the union can set the time frame and not even tell you about it when you can leave the union. That's one of the things Freedom Foundation has done. If you want to go to the Mike Huckabee event, it is November 9th at Salem Convention Center. Go to freedomfoundation.com. I'll get it right. Freedomfoundation.com. Friends, America is at a turning point. You know, this whole business about the Civil War, if you think about it, we've been there before, have we not? Revolutionary War, only about 25% of the populace at that time wanted to go to war against the British Empire, the Crown. The U.S. Civil War. Now, war is never good. Now, those were shooting wars. I don't think we're going to that place, at least not now. Are we in a civil war? Yeah, I think maybe we are. I think we're finally there. And social media is part of it. The left is blaming Trump, of course. And this poll shows that most people blame Trump and social media. The reality is that this started long before Donald Trump came along. Donald Trump is finally standing up for and fighting for, and this is the lesson for Oregon politicians, especially conservatives, Republicans. If you want to win, if you want to capture the hearts and minds of people, you better show leadership. And leadership is standing up for your principles and your values and fighting when you need to, like the Senate Republicans did. It's about leadership, friends. Pray for this great state and this nation. Be active. Be persuasive. Get out there. Make it a great day. I'll be back tomorrow because tomorrow is Freedom Friday. See you then.
start the car.